Next presenter I'd like to invite to the podium is Dr. Hum.
Okay, thank you very much for inviting me to present today. So as he mentioned, I'll be presenting the results from a survey of chiropractic physicians who practice in Department of Defense-based settings. And I want to mention that Dr. Christine Gertz, who is the Vice Chancellor for Research and Health Policy, is the primary author on this study. There are no personal financial relationships that need to be disclosed. And I'll start the presentation today by giving you some background information about the Department of Defense and the military healthcare system, and then I'll discuss some of the key pieces of legislation surrounding the integration of chiropractic within the DoD system. And then I'm going to go into some more specific aspects of this project, namely what questions we are interested in asking, how we attempted to answer them, what we found, and what some of the key conclusions were. So the Department of Defense is one of the 15 executive departments of the federal government. Of course, it's primarily responsible for safeguarding the nation's security. It was created in 1949, making it the 8th executive department to be created, and it's the world's largest employer with over 3.2 million employees. It has a large budget, with the annual base budget is over $500 billion. And as you can imagine, healthcare costs account for quite a large portion of that annual budget. In fact, the military healthcare system accounts for about 10% of the DoD's annual overall budget, so it's about $50 billion. The military healthcare system is one of the world's largest healthcare systems and employs about 137 full-time military employees. It has about 9.6 million beneficiaries, and it operates 56 hospitals and 351 clinics. So where does the integration of chiropractic care into the military healthcare system fit in? Well, Congress passed and the President approved several key pieces of legislation, starting in 1998 with the National Defense Authorization Act. This act basically directed that the DoD conduct a demonstration project to evaluate the cost-effectiveness of chiropractic as a service within the DoD system. And it was the healthcare program called CHAMPIS, which you now know today as TRICARE, and it's been called TRICARE since 1997. So I included then next the 1993 National Defense Authorization Act, primarily because this act established chiropractors as commissioned officers, or giving the Secretary of Defense the authority to commission chiropractors into the Department of Defense. However, unfortunately, a loophole in the legislative language didn't mandate that chiropractors be commissioned, and so to date, no chiropractors have been commissioned as officers. And then in 1998, another demonstration project was mandated, and that included, that began in 1998, and it started with three sites, 1995, and that was the largest chiropractic healthcare demonstration project that most of us are familiar with. Three sites were added in 1998 to that demonstration project. And then in 2001, finally, a permanent chiropractic benefit was established for active duty military personnel. And this was at 42 military treatment facilities. And then additional 11 sites were added in 2006 at the Air Force. And then in 2009, 11 more military facilities were added. And I should mention that since January 2013, there are 90 doctors of chiropractic practicing in DoD-based settings in 62 military treatment facilities. But not a whole lot's known about doctors of chiropractic that practice in those settings, or their patients, or characteristics of their practices. So we were interested in examining some of the practice characteristics of doctors of chiropractic who practice in these settings. So we performed a cross-sectional descriptive web-based survey of military-based doctors of chiropractic in 2008. All eligible participants received an email with a survey link and a unique access code. Responses, of course, were kept anonymous, and the survey took them about 30 minutes to complete. The study was approved by the IRB at Palmer College of Chiropractic, as well as at the Uniformed Services University of Health Sciences. There were three parts to the survey. There were six questions in part one, which was the demographic section, 11 questions regarding education and professional activities in part two, but most of the emphasis was placed on part three, which was the characteristics of the DoD practice. So 56 of the 66 doctors of chiropractic that were practicing in these settings at the time did complete the survey, which was about an 85% response rate. The majority of the respondents were white, non-Hispanic males that were working full-time. And about half of them held postgraduate certifications, and just over a third of them were veterans. So the majority practiced in base hospital settings or freestanding centers on base that were shared with other physicians. And their gross annual compensation, the majority of them earned between $80,000 and $100,000. Okay, this graphic illustrates years in active practice. So 50% reported having been active from about 6 to 15 years, and about the other half greater than 16 years in practice, and this doesn't just include years in active practice in DoD settings, it's all years in active practice. Okay, 70% of respondents described their practice as a musculoskeletal specialty practice, with low back pain presenting as the most frequent primary complaint, and then neck pain as the followed by neck pain, and then thoracic pain. And then I don't have this listed here, but it's important. 98% reported referrals from general practitioners, 89% reported referrals from physical therapists, and 54% had reported referrals from spinal surgeons. And 93% reported co-managing conditions, most commonly with physical therapists, general practitioners, and pain specialists. Okay, and here you can see the breakdown of the average number of patients seen per week. The largest 43% reported seeing about 71 to 80 patients per week. Okay, and this pie chart illustrates the patient age groups. So you can see that they saw a wide range of patients, but the majority of them being from 18 to 40 years old or so. And here I've listed the frequency of their use of several commonly used adjustive techniques for therapeutic intervention. And they're listed from the most commonly used to the least commonly used. Okay, and this table demonstrates the group mean frequency of reasons why DoD-based chiropractors performed radiographic examinations. So you can see that many of them performed exams, the radiographic exams, for diagnosis or for exclusions and contraindications. Okay, and most of you in the room are familiar with the National Board of Chiropractic Examiners job analysis reports. Those reports basically give demographic and practice characteristic information of doctors of chiropractic who are in general practice. So I just wanted to make sure I mentioned them. A lot of the results from our survey that can be cross-referenced with those reports actually parallel the information that's in those reports. So the typical chiropractic is the chiropractor is the white, Caucasian, full-time employee who does have some postgraduate education and also describes their practice as a primarily musculoskeletal practice. Okay, so in conclusion, DoD-based doctors of chiropractic and their practice characteristics are diverse, but the key take-home messages, again, are that doctors of chiropractic in these settings primarily describe their practice as a musculoskeletal specialty practice, and they do commonly receive referrals from several practitioners, and they co-manage with them as well. Okay. And finally, I would just like to acknowledge that this work was supported from funds from several places, including the Samueli Institute for Information Biology and from the Palmer Center for Chiropractic Research, as well as from the NIH. That's it. Thank you.